Last year, a group of 8 legislators did some metaphorical heavy lifting when they negotiated a school funding plan. It shifts more of the burden from local tax levies to the state. The plan includes an increase in the state property tax next year.
I was one of the 8 negotiators, and we talked in that negotiation as this plan was coming together.
Democratic Senator Andy Billiges spoke at a Greater Spokane Incorporated legislative forum on Thursday.
And we thought the court may find this plan coming up just a little bit short. And particularly with special education.
So he was surprised when the court ruled the legislature's plan was adequate, but not the timetable for implementing it.
We thought that the schedule was going to be fine because we had fully enacted a funding plan. All of the money required to meet the court's requirements was going to go into action. And we thought the fact that we needed a little extra runway to get that done would not be a concern.
Senate Republican leader Mark Schessler says it was quite an accomplishment for a divided legislature to shift school funding in response to the court order.
We got Michael Baumgartner and Andy Billig to vote for the same package. That's pretty damn encouraging. And for the court to say you didn't do it fast enough, it is a real level of arrogance. I think the court is so completely out of control in every aspect of our budget and governing, it's incredible.
Schessler and other Republicans, including Spokane Senator Michael Baumgartner, have complained about what they view as the court's activism. They cite its 2016 decision in what is known as the Hearst case that essentially requires counties to do their own work rather than relying on the state to establish whether there's adequate water for new developments.
It was a baffling decision by the Supreme Court, who essentially said the water manager for the state of Washington, statutorily, that's the Department of Ecology. That's their job.
This is Kirkland Democratic Representative Larry Springer.
And the Supreme Court said, no, it's not. It's the county's job. That has never been the case. Counties are not equipped to do it. They don't know how to do it. They don't want to do it. They don't have the resources to do it.
Republicans say that ruling has the potential to stymie growth, especially in rural areas where water supplies are limited. They've insisted the legislature change the law to protect landowners who want to build and dig wells, and they won't vote to approve a new state capital budget until that happens. This week, House Democrats held a 3-hour hearing on a proposal to solve the stalemate. Springer says he's cautiously optimistic that will lead to an agreement. Critics of the court say it's an issue that never would have been a problem had the court not issued its ruling, and it has legislators like Spokane Republican Representative Mike Vols wondering about the separation of powers in government.
Do we have to get our budgets approved now by the Supreme Court before we, you know, after the governor signs them? I think, you know, it's at some point collectively we need to push back against the Supreme Court and their rulings because it is so driving the agenda in Olympia.
Bowles and others argue that's not the way it should be. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.